Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, a podcast about all things nutrition, fitness, and life in your 20s and 30s, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist and certified personal trainer. Join me here every week as I talk with interesting people and experts from all walks of life about their relationship with food, exercise, and their bodies. I am on a mission to help you redefine the word fit, to help you stop quantifying and start living. Learn to stop measuring your success by the scale and find your fears. Hey friends, welcome to the Fit Friends Happy Hour. My name is Katie and I'm your host. This is episode 150 and it's going to be a quick one. At the time of this recording, it is Memorial Day and maybe you had a weekend full of celebrating and, you know, drinking alcohol and adult delicious beverages or eating lots of yummy food. Maybe you cooked out with some close friends or family or people in your quarantine and Monday rolls around and you're feeling this pressure, this tug to restrict, to eat less, to, you know, eat more greens, to eat a smoothie, right? And essentially what you're feeling is that pull to diet. And all I want to do today is just remind you that just because you ate too much yesterday or over the weekend or whatever it may be, does not mean you need to eat less today. Remember, our bodies are amazing. They're so good at letting us know what they need. And so if you woke up this morning and maybe you're feeling guilty from, you know, what you ate over the weekend or how much, but you wake up and you feel hungry, sometimes that hunger can be scary and can be confusing because in our, you know, diet culture brains, we think, well, how could I be hungry? You know, I just overate, you know, and had kind of chaotic eating all weekend. And how could I be hungry? Well, the reality is your body still needs to eat on its normal clock, regardless of how much you ate. Remember, those feelings of fullness and discomfort go away. And so we still need to eat regular meals and snacks today, listen to your body. So this is just that reminder of, like, girlfriend, I feel you. I know you're feeling the pull to jump on another bandwagon diet. I mean, we're finishing up May, and there's going to be many people out there, many people in this industry who are going to be recruiting you for their June, you know, June boot camp and June weight loss challenge and June quarantine 15 weight loss. Like, it's out there, right? And it can be tempting when you're in a place that you're just trying to figure out your body. You're not, you know, quote unquote, seeing the results that you want at the time that you want. And dieting can be tempting and it can be really sneaky. And so, you know, if somebody is trying to sell you intuitive eating, remember, someone who truly understands intuitive eating is not going to try to sell you weight loss because they know that's not the focus of intuitive eating, right? We focus on healthy behaviors and, you know, we recognize that weight is not a behavior, right? Like, and so if somebody's trying to sell you that and it's really tempting, they're using all the right words, you know, proceed with caution is what I'm telling you. So let's just take a big inhale through our nose. 1, 2, 3, 4, and exhale through your mouth. And I want you to just sit up a little taller, pull your shoulders back, and just remember and tell yourself, maybe say this out loud. You have the internal wisdom. You have the internal confidence to know what your body needs. And there's going to be distractors today. There's going to be that voice in your head that's telling you, you don't know what you're doing and forcing you to listen to these other, you know, external voices. But remember, you have the wisdom. You know your body best and you're going to get through a day. You know, maybe you come back and listen to this episode on another day where you're just having, you know, not so good body image day, or, you know, you feel the pull to diet. This is your reminder to keep pushing on this journey, because even though it's tough, it's worth it. And think back on all the times that you have dieted and what it's taken back from your life, what, you know, it has taken away by wasted brain power, wasted mental energy, you know, in social situations and other situations when really we should just be present with the ones that we love and trust that our bodies are going to know what to do. So that's it for today's episode. Super quick. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, your week, your month, And as always, feel free to join our Facebook community. Just go to Facebook and search Fit Friends Tribe. That is where, you know, we have support. We've got a group of women who are in your shoes, who know what you're going through. And it's a chance for us to connect, motivate, and just, you know, keep each other accountable, you know, for taking this non-diet approach. And if you enjoyed today's episode, maybe you've got a friend who is also like your dieting buddy, and you know that they're probably going to be the ones to text you and say like, hey, we should do XYZ together. Send them this podcast. You know, let them know, hey, let's take this different approach. You know, I think we should experiment with it. And I think there's a lot to learn. So share this episode with a friend, leave us a review, because as much as I love you, I love your texts, I love your tags on Instagram, but because of Apple and podcasting the way that it is, it goes by, you know, can you leave a comment? Can you leave a review? Because that is how people can find us more easily. So thank you so much. Love you. Mean it. Have a wonderful week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.